We appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to come down and see everyone.
And you like our newly remodeled studios?
Did you recognize where you were? I'm not sure why your room's not remodeled, but that's all right.
That's a good question. You know, it's interesting. Of course, this is Fire Safety Month here, October. We try to highlight some of the local fire departments. And you, your department is having an open house, and it's going to be coming up on October 27th, this weekend. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect to find there, because it's not just the fire department.
No, it's not. And, you know, when we started this way back, I know that the fire department did some other stuff, but, you know, in the early 90s, we started having the fire station open house. And it was just a time to bring the community into the station and really showcase what we did. But over time, we've learned that, you know, there's a lot more to public safety than just fire. And that includes police, it includes CERT, which is the Community Emergency Response Team. And you know, people forget a lot of times, but the DPW really are first responders in big storms.
Oh, yeah.
And when we have water emergencies and stuff like that, they're a big help. So we include them. So our open house is more of a public safety day than just a fire department open house.
I like that. And for those of us, I think, except for first responders, I think reporters probably have a pretty good idea of all the behind the scenes stuff that these local departments do to make things move, to keep it moving, to keep it safe, to keep it accessible. They don't always get enough credit for it. I know a few times when we've had issues over the year, can you help us out with this? None of those departments have ever hesitated to offer their help.
No, we always step in. We might complain about it, but we step right up, and you know, your emergency becomes our emergency, and what you deem an emergency may not be that big of an emergency to us, but we understand that, and we help you take care of your situation.
Now, the fire department, just check the dates for me. The 27th, is that Saturday or Sunday?
That's Sunday.
Okay, Sunday. It's Sunday from 11 to 2, and of course, when you have an open house, you got to have food. And I see you are having pizza and popcorn. That's always a draw.
Oh, the food is the draw. You know, that's what gets people in the door, you know. And I would like to mention that we have some donations from local establishment, the Big Y, Papagino's, Not Your Average Joe's. They all donated pizzas and sodas and et cetera. You know, obviously we get some more, but they donated to us. And I'd like to send out a quick plug to them for donating.
Right. Now, when you say an auto extrication demonstration, are you talking about the Jaws of Life?
The Jaws of Life, yep. Yeah, everyone kind of knows what the Jaws of Life are, and, you know, they see them on the big accidents, but we kind of let you get up close and personal, and we do a demonstration where we'll cut a car up, put in one of our fake mannequin dummies, we call it.
Okay.
And we'll put it inside the car, and we'll rescue him. And or her, whatever you want to call it, but we'll rescue them and you know, kind of give a play-by-play of what we're actually doing and why we're doing it.
I think people would like that, because I think people are surprised. At least the first time I saw them, they look like chainsaws to me.
Yeah, some of them do. They look like, you know, when we teach fire safety, we call them the big scissors, and we show the kids what they can do. And
what about the smoke trailer? Now, that's something, if you haven't seen, I think adults and kids would really appreciate that, because that's like the real deal.
Yep. So the smoke trailer, and we have adults and kids go through it. It's a travel trailer that the Department of Fire Science has donated to the counties, and I believe Plymouth County has two of them, and they've outfitted it specially to be able to make it dark in there, make it smoky. They have smoke detectors and the way out, and it's really a tool that we use to reinforce our fire prevention education tactics and techniques. And you know, you put the kids in there, it's nice and clear, and then you can build the amount of smoke you want. You teach them, you reinforce concepts like stay low and go, you know, crawl below the smoke to get out, get outside, have your family meeting spot outside of your home. And you'd be surprised how many adults actually go through there and they're like, wow, I never knew it could get that smoky. It really is a great tool to reinforce. And it's good to use on fire prevention open houses, because we really don't have the time to go through every classroom in the schools and use that for that amount of time. We'd miss out teaching the other concepts we want to teach.
Do you think most people would be surprised if they knew how quickly a fire can literally double in size? Is it less than a minute?
So, you know, the old adage was a fire doubles in size in a minute. I believe that fires, they grow exponentially faster now with all of the modern building components and the amount of hydrocarbon produced chemicals that are in every furniture and furnishing mm-hmm. that we have, fires grow really fast and really hot, and that just increases the amount of fire that can exponentially build over time.
And can you when you talk about what I've seen, because I've been here many decades, what I've seen, the revolution in smoke detectors and fire alarms, it's amazing what has happened.
Every code, fire code we have, most building codes we have, they all come from some tragedy somewhere. And the technology of smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, it's always ever increasing in the amount of technology that's there. And it really does provide a high level of safety as long as you have working smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors in your house.
When people come to this, your open house, with the adults and the kids, what kind of reaction do you get? And do you get different reactions from the adults than you do from the kids?
So you'd be surprised. We get a lot of adults that ask questions that, you know, they've probably had since they were kids, but never just asked.
And, okay.
It's really nice. All the fire trucks, all the police cars, everything's wide open. There's firefighters and police officers and DPW guys. We're all right there. We'll answer anything you have, you know. How many horsepower does this fire engine have?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that everyone can answer that, but they can make something good up. But you'd be surprised. People have a lot of questions, and this is a great day to come out and get those questions answered have a good time.
Who gets to decide how much that horn goes when you want people to get out of the way?
It depends how whether or not they're moving.
Do you find that people are better about pulling over and getting out of your way?
So I know you've heard it a million times. People are very distracted. And just like smoke detector technology, car technology has gotten much better. And cars are very sealed up. Radios are loud. Phones, everything else. Some days it's difficult to get people to move over and actually mm-hmm. stop. But, you know, for the most part, people are okay at it.
Okay. One more time. Time, date, and place for the Norwell Public Safety Open House.
So the time is 11 to 2 this Sunday, October 27th.
Okay. And it's at the right there at the
300 Washington Street is the actual address of our public safety building.
Okay.
And it's mostly out back of the building. But it doesn't take a lot to figure out where it all is happening.
No, I've seen that. And you got that little like the concrete statue in front of the firefighter.
Yeah, there's a little firefighter concrete statue. There's one at the police station too.
I like that.
Yep, that's someone donated it a few years ago to us.
That's nice. I think you're going to get a great turnout again. This is Norwell Fire Chief Dave Keene having their open house on Sunday. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.